Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I want to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice.
A man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, how's everybody doing today? I hope everybody's doing fine. It's a wonderful Wednesday, December 14th, 2011. So many days until Christmas. So many moments until I introduce you into my next guest. I'm so elated to have her on the show today. Listen and talk to me for a second. I meet a lot of people in Hollywood all the time. I'm always networking and I'm always connecting with people, inviting them on my show. And you don't necessarily know if this person's going to make it or how far they're going to take their career, because you just can't always feel that factor that they're supposed to have or that most stars have. But my guest here today, let me tell you, before I ever seen her resume, before I ever seen her credentials and what she has done, I knew she was going to make it just because of her smile. When I say she has a smile that can light up a room, literally, she can light up a room with her smile. And then it dawned on me, like, wow, this is her tool. This is her piece that's going to open up so many doors, you know? So this show is dedicated to anybody out there who maybe not have an agent, feel a little discouraged. Just smile. Because even when it hurts, you just smile. I know you've been here for a while. Just smile, because my guest today, she can smile, and hopefully she's going to share some tools, share some ways on how you can smile just as well. She's a native from Los Angeles, California. She's a jack of all trades, dancer, singer, musician, actor, actress. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Adonna Kinlow. I already feel the vibrancy of your smile. Thank you for shining it upon me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for bringing it out of me.
Did you go to smiling school or something? Because you do it so well. Because, you know, listen to me for a second. Because,
okay,
you know, I try not to get caught up into this competitive field of acting, because everybody in Hollywood is... They feel like they're in this rat race. They see somebody, that's my competition. So you kind of got your shoulders and your chest out when you're in Hollywood and you're walking around, because you don't know if they're going to undertake you or something like that. But when I met you, and you just lighted that smile upon me, I felt ease. I was like, I felt at peace. It was like, oh, she's okay. You know, I felt like you befriended me instantaneously without even saying a word. How do you do it?
I don't know. I tried to do that, actually. There's no reason to put up arms.
Exactly. I mean, you must get complimented upon your smile quite often.
I do. It's so funny. And it's like, well, I don't have much to do with it, but thank you.
You know, I did some research on a few quotes. I mean, on smiles, and I think it is so important that people just take the time out to smile. It can open up so many doors for you. So if it's okay, can I share a few?
Sure, please.
Okay. A smile, the second best thing you can do with your lips. Amen to that. Start off every day with a smile and get it over. A smile confuses an approaching frown. A smile is a curve that sets everything straight. You are not fully dressed until you wear a smile. Just a few that I just wanted to share. And your smile is so powerful. So keep on using it. Keep on lighting up Los Angeles. Keep on lighting up Hollywood.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. So there's so many different parts about you. You're an actress. I want to basically start off with your ambitions to become an actress, particularly in the world of comedy. I've embraced the comedic side of me, but it took a very long time for me to embrace that. Was you as a comic and being funny, is that something that you've known all your life, or did you just fall upon it?
Well, I kind of fell upon it. I fell upon it in high school. I was always kind of the outcast, but I had some friends in high school and in middle school, but it was in high school that I realized that I could make people laugh. And when it hit me, I was like, oh, wow, this is cool. It kind of helped me be more of a part of a group. But then I would try to be funny, and it would completely bomb. And people were like, no, you're trying too hard. I don't know. Comedy is one of those things that you really can't push for some reason, you know? It just kind of, I don't know, it has a life of its own. So over time, I realized that, you know, aside from becoming a part of the group now, that making people smile and making people laugh gave me a really good feeling. So since high school, I started doing improv in high school, and I went on throughout college and things like that. And it's a real gift to me to see that smile on other people's faces.
Absolutely. It is certainly a gift just to see people smile, to see people happy, because, you know, a smile can literally alter the route in somebody's day, and you do it so well.
Absolutely.
And you do it so well. And I wanted to touch on what you just said, because I totally feel the same way. It's like when I try to be funny, it doesn't work. But, you know, naturally, I guess I'm just kind of goofy looking, and people just laugh. So, if it works and it makes people laugh and smile, then I'm happy, you know?
And if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. So who are some of the actresses that you look upon that you want to aspire to be like?
Actors. Well, I like Angelina Jolie. I really love how she can play like super hardcore and like hot and sexy at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to be in an action film. I love Steve Carell. I love Jim Carrey. I love Matt Damon, mostly for the Bourne series.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just one of my favorites off the top of my head, yeah.
Okay, Jim Carrey. Now, as I told you earlier, I looked through some of your pictures on your Facebook page, and you have quite interesting ability to stretch your face out. Jim Carrey, you know, it's like you got the amazing rubber band face. Did you learn that from Jim Carrey?
You know what? Now that you mentioned it, it's very possible. I've been making faces for as long as I can remember, but it only occurred to me in college when I would look at my pictures on Facebook, like, who does that with their face? I did not know that I could do that. I've always been making faces, but then I'll see them, and I'm like, I know I don't look like that in real life. I can't. How is that possible? That literally just happened. Okay. We're just going to roll with it.
Now, seriously speaking, does it hurt when you make those faces? Because it looks very painful.
No, you know, some of the looks take a little bit of practice, a little bit of time to develop, but I try not to do something that will cause permanent damage.
Wow. I'll be honest with you. If I didn't meet you in person and I didn't know, you know, your personality and see your vibrant smile, and the first thing that I saw was those pictures, yeah, I'd be a little concerned about this one. I'm going to be real with you, because those are some really, really dramatic and amazing pictures. Yeah, it's just a matter of time for you. It's just, you got a smile, you can really fool somebody. You got a smile that's out of this world, and you got faces that will startle someone. So I love it. I love it. Keep on doing.
Thank you. I'm glad I was able to make a good first impression at least.
Yes. Everything came in a great order, because if it came out of order, we might not be doing this interview. But anyway.
Oh, man.
Oh no! But you know, you're an actress hustling and shuffling in Hollywood, just like myself,
yeah.
just like many others. And you have a very strategic and sound plan on laying your foundation in terms of where
mm-hmm.
you want to be. So talk about some of the foundational things that you have laid right now to get you to where you ultimately want to be, of course.
Well, right now, for example, I'm in a musical. I'm in The Pajama Game, which goes up at the Theater Banshee in Burbank at the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a huge part, but it's my first musical ever, and I'm really glad to do it. There's another one coming up that I may be a part of. I have been writing stand-up for myself and doing stand-up. Stand-up isn't my goal for my career or anything, but it's good exposure and it's good practice for me writing and putting myself out there. I've done a couple of, small plays and things like that around LA. And, yeah, I mean, all of us want that leading role, and I burn for it so much, but I feel like right now is the time for me to just lay the foundation, to learn the business, to learn my strengths, and work on my weaknesses as an actor, and learn who I am as an actress and what I can do best and things like that. That will help me in my career to come, because this is a lifetime goal. I'm not planning on going anywhere.
Yes, yes, fantastic. And, you know, it sounds like you're having fun with this whole learning process. In my opinion, that's the problem that most people have. They're rushing, they're irritated, and they're frustrated because they're not getting results. But it sounds like you're having fun along every step of the way. Is my assumption right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt that I wish I had, Angelina Jolie's career or Matt Damon's career or anything like that. But I have so many great people in my life right now. And I know that this is where I'm supposed to be today. All of those greats that we see on TV and in the movies started somewhere. You know, we see them. We see this big, huge, movie. And we're like, oh, my gosh, that person, whatever. But then you go on and you see their career. And they've been in the business for like 20 years already before they made it to that point. So I have no problem where I am today, and I feel like this burn, this drive that I have is good, because it will propel me, it just means I'm never going to stop. I'm going to keep going until I achieve my goal, and once I get my goal, I'm going to want it again, so.
Exactly, and it impresses me quite a bit that you're a part of a musical, because it takes multiple talents to be a part of a musical. I mean, you're singing, you're dancing, you're acting, and you're stretching your face all at the same time.
Yes.
Yep. I can't even do two of those things at the same time. Wow. Seriously speaking, I mean, I haven't interviewed, but rarely do I interview someone that wants to be a part of a musical, better yet has been in one. But you're taking on that challenge, and you're going to grow quite a bit from that. That's really exciting. Do you find it challenging?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do you find it
challenging
to do all those things? Go ahead. Talk. Sorry.
Oh, no. It's absolutely challenging, but I love a challenge. I love accomplishing something and looking back and saying, wow, look at how much I grew from this. If it's not a challenge to me, I don't want to do it. It's boring, I don't learn much from something that's not a challenge. And it's like I have, I'm in my 20s. I have a whole life ahead of me. What am I going to do, I need to grow. I need to learn. Let's do this.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice with Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. I have Adonna Kinlo on the line, the amazing actress, musician, and rubber band face. And we're going to take a caller right now from area code 646. Ladies and gentlemen, area code 646, you are on the line right now. What's your name and your question or comment?
Well, my name is Erica. My question for Ms. Kinlo is, hey, sweetie. my question is, well, how do you deal with, the stigma of, the starving artist? What are you doing to keep yourself afloat? And do you have any, tips for people that are struggling artists and how to stay afloat and how to keep their cool about it?
That is a wonderful question. Holy cow. I had a teacher who said it was his goal to completely demolish that stigma of the starving artist. He wanted to separate starving and artist. They should not be synonymous, and I completely agree. I feel like as artists, all we want to do is our art, and that's so important to have that. But there are other things too. Sometimes you have to work, you know, another job to support yourself, and that's fine. Nobody can ever take your art away from you. I talked to an agent who said, no, you need a job. So many people come and they just want to act, but it takes time to build, again, a foundation to where you have people calling you and you have, you know, consistent work or work that pays enough for you to live off of. It takes time, but until that time, we have to do something else. We have to eat, and it's okay to work a day job and do your art at night. It's okay. Nobody, if you have that fire within you, you can't, the only person that can snuff it out is yourself.
That's awesome. Thank you for answering my question. Wow, I don't even have anything to say after that. That was, wow, perfect.
Thanks, girl.
You're welcome. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
But that was a fantastic answer. Wow. That was a really fantastic answer. Have you ever went through the struggling point of, like, I don't want to work, I just want to work, you know, solely on my craft? Or have you ever been on that ramen noodles meal plan?
Mostly when I was in school, but then I got to a point where I was like, I can't eat this anymore. So I started buying other cheap things. But, I mean, I'm still kind of on it right now because I have a part-time job. It just pays the bills. And it's hard to be there because I'm not the type that can sit for 8 hours, you know what I mean, a day, and it really is hard for me. I'm not the type that can handle fluorescent lights and a rigid routine. It drives me nuts. But it's what I have to do right now. And I just keep looking forward, like I'm not going to have to do this the rest of my life. So whenever I'm not at work, I'm plugging away. I'm on Active Access. I'm on Napcasting. I'm looking up, you know, industry news. I'm, you know, promoting myself on Twitter or Facebook. I'm doing something that helps, that promotes my art and keeps my juices flowing. Or I'll be writing, or I'll be thinking of, you know, new things to do for stand-up. Because that is who I feel like. I am a creator, and the good thing about this job is that it's just a desk job, and if there's not anything happening, like I'm a receptionist, if there's not anything happening, then I can be doing whatever else. So I spend a lot of the time at work on my computer doing the acting thing, but it's only temporary.
And you said a key word that I love to hear an artist use, a creator, you know, because we all are creators, and I don't hear enough artists use that word. And as you're creating, if you're an artist, you're creating, you're a musician, you're creating, well, you need certain tools to create, right?
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, we are exposed to various tools. And without a question or a doubt, your smile has got to be your number one tool, because I know it opens up doors for you. Without a doubt. But what are some of the other tools that you find beneficial that you're discovering along the way? Maybe it's networking, maybe it's your acting class. I don't know. What are some of the other tools?
Yeah, my main tool is networking. I feel like I meet people well. I do well with people. So if you can meet enough people, the right people, that will bring you work, then you'll be okay. Networking is free. I mean, sure, maybe you have to, you know, buy a sandwich or buy a drink here or there, but it doesn't cost anything to go out and form relationships. And what's the cool part about that is that it always pays back continuously. It's not just a one-time thing. So networking is my biggest tool. I also use, like, the online I have online profiles and things like that where I can look up casting notices, be proactive on my part instead of waiting for somebody because, you know, you have to wait. That's pretty much it. And then I try to do as much free stuff in the industry as possible because heaven knows it's not time for me to be dishing out cash every, you know, here and there.
Exactly.
To go do stuff.
Exactly. I got to be honest with you. I mean, we've within the past month, we've met each other twice. And the second time we met, which was, what, maybe, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or so, you made me feel like I've made it as a host. I know
really?
You were like, what? You made me feel like I've made it. We connected. I invited you to my show, and then, boom, you handed out a headshot and gave it to me. Nobody's given me a headshot before. I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm important. I'm getting headshots. Yeah. You know? So, and that was seriously, I'm like, you're the first person to give me a headshot for something that I'm trying to promote, and it's got that beautiful smile of yours. So I'm smiling. Thank you for doing that. Literally, you've got a place in my heart. Just for
ladies, I can help out with that.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is Motown Maurice, and Adonna Kinlow is on the line, and she is sharing some of the tools that she uses so you can also use and expand your horizons. And we're going to take another call from area code 909-909. You are on the line. What is your question, your comment, and your name?
Hi, I'm Chica Jackson, and I don't really have a question. I just want to say congratulations, Adonna, for being on this radio show. It's super cool.
Oh, thank
and
you,
Justina. Hi, Brittany.
Oh. Hi, Justina.
Hi, Brittany. We're so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
so
you
were talking about, like, networking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So far, which method of networking was the most successful for you?
I really like going to Actorfest and going to Showbiz Expo and things like that, meeting people.
We know,
like, I met Motown Maurice. What's that?
I said, we know this, Brittany.
Well, just going to things like that and meeting people, because I've met so many actors at these things, and I, you know, keep in touch with them, and we can make projects together, which will get us all exposure. I met Motown Maurice at ActorFest, and then again at Showbiz Expo, and that's how this happened. I like going to, if I can showcase myself, for example, at Showbiz Expo, you have the opportunity to audition for the casting directors and things like that. I love doing that because, again, it's free. And then if you get a call from them, then you can, you know, have a rapport with that person, form a relationship with that person. And these are casting directors, people who will keep you in mind for projects they're doing. I mean, this is pilot season coming up.
That's cool. Oh, yeah, pilot season is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
In January, right?
January. January, February-ish.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome. See you soon, Brittany.
See you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
So I'm going to assume you knew, like, and you know this person, and did you know the last caller also?
Yeah, she and I were friends in New York.
So how does it feel? It sounds like you have a rat pack of friends that support each other.
Yeah, absolutely. It feels so good. I mean, you mentioned earlier, like, me being, like, happy and content in this the learning period, and it's these guys that helped me stay happy.
Fantastic.
I have some wonderful people in my life.
Fantastic. You might have to share some of those people. I can use a few. You know, don't be stingy with your good friends.
I'll let them know. I'll hook you guys up.
Sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice again, and Adonna Kinlow is on the line. We're going to take another caller from area code 914. 914, you are on the line right now. What's your shout-out, your question, or your comment?
Hello. I just have a quick question. You know, being in the industry, it's really tough, I know. And, you know, sometimes, a lot of times you have to deal with, you know, the whole starving artist, and you have to deal with the rejection and just going from interview to interview, and after maybe like 20 interviews you get one callback or something. I was just wondering, you know, since smiling, as Maurice said, is your number one tool, how exactly do you keep smiling when times are really hard for you?
And what's your name? You didn't state your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Ruth.
Okay, Ruth.
Well, the way I stay smiling is that times aren't always as hard as we make them out to be. I mean, in this industry, yeah, you go out for 400 auditions and you get like 10 callbacks and you get maybe like 4 offers, you know? And that's, I think, that understanding we go into. I don't think anybody, I don't know, maybe there are people out there who go into acting, you know, expecting just to make it right away. But there are too many jobs out there to expect to get all of them. For me, it's spaghetti at the wall. I just, like, submit for everything. And then if I get a callback, awesome. You know, I get a chance to meet somebody. And it's the same people that I look forward to, because even if I'm not right for that role, they might keep me in mind for something else. And plus, I have all you girls to keep me happy and all that, so.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, yeah. Ruth.
Sure. I actually have, if it's okay, if I can ask something else.
Sure. Go ahead. One more question.
Great. Okay. What's your inspiration?
Oh, wow. Inspiration.
Yeah.
I think my dad. My dad passed on when I was 12, but he was an artist and he was a musician, and he worked so hard every day with his arts to support the family. But not only that, but to give us a better quality of life. He was, my dad actually was in Back to the Future. He was one of the Starlighters. He played the sax. And that was like 1985. And that was before I was born. But as time went on, you know, he realized he was forming a family. He needed like other means of income. He became a teacher. He taught music. He was still able to do his art. But it just was different. So, I mean, like I said, we're artists, we're creators. It's never going to go away. There's too many options for us to get bogged down and depressed over a lost job.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Ruth.
Thanks, girl.
Bye. Bye, Marie.
Bye.
Yes, indeed. How do you feel right now? I mean, you got your fans, your supporters, you're calling in, your career is doing well, you got a lot of projects, and I want you to talk about some of your future projects in a moment. How do you feel?
I feel great. I'm like on top of the world right now. Like, interviewing with you, this is awesome, my friends are calling in. Like, I feel so much love and support right now.
And that's what we need, because as I always say, not only does it take a village to raise a child, it takes a village to raise an artist. Yes, indeed. Talk about...
Absolutely.
It certainly does. So talk about some of your future projects, please. What can we expect from Adonna Kinlow?
Well, I am forming a production company.
Nice.
I'm not going to mention the name yet because it's not copywritten, but it's
coming.
I have started writing a web series. That is about some college kids that have recently graduated, and they are kind of dealing with real-life stuff now. And so it's kind of like that show Two-Ace Life, which is based on the show Quarter Life, and it's kind of about the same thing, college kids, you know, just learning about life, basically. And, of course, it's going to be a comedy. What else? So I hope to shoot that. It's probably going to be a lot of improv involved just because that's where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be fun.
Nice. Fantastic. Very, very, very fantastic. I'm excited to know and see all the things that you're creating come to life. Sounds like
Thank
a good
you.
2000. Sounds like a good 2012 that's going to be around for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. We'll have to set up and plan for that. I might have to go ahead and schedule you now for 2012 because you're on the right track to doing some great things.
Thank you. Yeah, I love that.
You're very welcome. So how can everyone find you? Do you have a fan page where people can support you further? How can someone find you? What's the location?
You can find me at facebook.com/AdonnaKenlow, AdonnaKenlow.
Say
that's
that one
my,
more time.
That's my fan page. My fan page is facebook.com/AdonnaKenlow, AdonnaKenlow.
Wow. So So if a fan has a request for a facial expression, will you, you know, like, would you give that request? Will you perform it for them? Post a picture? Like,
absolutely.
Say, you'll do that? Seriously?
I will do that. And you can find me on Twitter, too, twitter.com/AdonnaK. And
ladies,
I'll post it for everybody.
If you have a facial expression that you want to see, Adonna Kenlo will take a picture of it and post it just for you. You better jump
absolutely
on that. I like that. I like it. I like it. I like it. Adonna, thank you so much for being on the show. Before you go,
thank you.
Can you answer maybe one more question?
Yeah, sure.
It sounds like, I know you got to go, but just one more question. It won't take too much of your time. Just
yeah,
a second. Cool.
Okay.
My question is, there's this guy that says he's the future of late night television, and I don't know his name. Do you know who's the future of late night television?
Oh, absolutely. If this guy's who I think you're talking about, it's got to be Motown Maurice.
Oh, that is the right answer, and that is me. Thank you so much, Adonna. You have been a fantastic guest, one of my favorite shows. I can feel your smile throughout the whole show, and it kept me going. Thank you so much.
You
I'm gonna have to call. I'm definitely gonna have to request a picture from time to time just to keep me going along the way.
Okay.
All right. So thank you
yes,
so much,
absolutely.
and keep doing great things with your career.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard the voice of Adonna Kenlo, the female rubber band face, the beautiful, vibrant smile of Hollywood, and she is doing great things. Please, please fan her friend page on Facebook. Make sure you request some photos of some expressions. She is going to do it for you, and she's doing some great things. Thank you very much again for sharing your vibrant smile with me and your wonderful story. This is Motown Maurice. You're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. Check out my website, MotownMaurice.com, the quest of a late night talk show host, where you can find all my adventures as I go along the way. And you just might see me smile because of Adonna today. Thank you again. Until next time.